Chapter 38. The battle was won. Troglan was saved, and everyone was celebrating. Everyone but Nath, Bezog, Ben, Gorli, Brenwar, and the dwarves. They'd moved on, leaving the remains of the hall to the townsfolk of Troglan to deal with.
I don't suppose there is any turning back now,
Bezog said. His eyelids seemed heavy.
I agree. Now that you're awake, we might as well take it to them. But let's pursue with wisdom.
Nath groaned. Everything ached. His head, his toes. And the air tasted funny. Awful, actually. Everything felt awful. Still, he limped along just like the others, glad to be alive.
I don't think a little caution ever hurt anyone, he said. I'll do my best to heed your advice.
Sure you will, Brenwar said. And the day that happens, I'll shave my beard. Ha ha!
They headed west along the lake for miles until they reached a series of huts stretched out over the waters. They were connected by a series of catwalks and piers, and Bezog took them inside one near the middle. It was larger on the inside than it looked on the outside and sparsely furnished.
Remote enough for us to hide now,
Bezog said.
Let's rest our eyes and keep our ears peeled. Now that the hull is down, our enemies will hesitate before they come after us. We'll be long gone by then.
Gone to where?
Nath said.
Wherever you lead us,
Bezog said. Nath eyed Bezog. It was hard to believe that he really meant that.
We're going after the head of the clerics of Barnabas,
Nath said.
And there will be no fuss about it.
This is your decision, not mine,
Bezog said. The wizard set down his staff and leaned back against the wall. His violet eyes seemed to glow.
I'm just here to advise you. It's up to you to lead.
He looked over the room.
To lead all of us.
Nath felt all the eyes on him. He felt sacrifice, courage, all the good in their hearts. There were plenty of people in Nelsimbor just like them, suffering something dreadful. All because of him. And he still didn't understand why. War was coming. He felt it in his busted bones. It was time to make things right. They'd just defeated a hull. If they could handle that, they should be able to handle anything. He forced a smile. His golden eyes flashed.
Then, our hunt begins tomorrow.